This empty lot once looked very different. It was where Florence founder Levi Ruggles built his first house in Florence. You can still see some of the rock and adobe foundation. Ruggles came here in 1866 and saw that the place had potential. He bought up some land and began laying out the streets. Many say that he also named the town, although no one really knows why he chose the name Florence. Some say after his niece, others after Florence, Italy. One thing everyone agrees about is that he was a dynamo in the community.
I think it's interesting when you read about a lot of these folks, nobody ever did just one thing. These people were all so enterprising. I mean, he was an Indian agent. He was an entrepreneur. He was a businessman. He had a store. So it was like everybody did everything. Whatever seemed hot at the moment, they would get into that. And it was a land of opportunity. You didn't pass up an opportunity.
Another Arizona dynamo was Charles de Brille Poston, considered by many to be the father of Arizona. Face the historical marker for Levi Ruggles. Look beyond the Ruggles site, slightly to the left. In the distance, you can see a hill with the white letter F. Look at the top of the hill. Do you see what looks like a concrete pyramid? That's Poston's final resting place. Fortunately for Arizonans, Charles de Brille Poston was a very well-connected fellow. Back in the 1860s, he successfully lobbied both President Abraham Lincoln and the U.S. Congress to make Arizona its own territory, separate from New Mexico. He lived here in Florence for a spell. In 1878, Army wife Martha Summerhays passed through Florence and met Poston. She thought he was agreeable and cultivated.
I heard afterwards more about Mr. Poston. He had attained some reputation in the literary world by writing about the sun worshippers of Asia. People said he was a sun worshipper himself. I do not know.
Poston was not a sun worshipper. He was, though, a follower of Zoroastrianism, a religion that started in ancient Persia. He learned about this pre-Christian faith during one of his many trips to Asia. Later, when he lived in Florence, he spent a lot of time digging around the hill you're looking at. There, he found some old pottery shards. The shards' patterns reminded him of Central Asian patterns. Believing there was a psychic connection between the hill and Zoroastrianism, Poston wanted to build a temple on the hill, housing an eternal flame. That idea didn't go over so well with Florence's town elders. They nixed the idea. Many years after his death in 1925, the pyramid was finally built in his honor. Poston was reburied under the pyramid. Today, the hill is known as Poston Butte.